Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. Gonna take a look at some pitching for today, the 1st of August already. Man, these days just fly by. Today is the trade deadline, so there are going to be some interesting things done around baseball. So we are gonna have to pay attention to some potential scratches, etc. Quick look at the pitching. I don't believe anybody scheduled today is a name that I've heard on the trade block, but I guess we never really know. So we have a 14 game main slate, so plenty of action to get into. Not quite sure about the weather. Our weather station is going to be updated a little later today. So that'll be something we definitely want to pay attention to. But let's dig in some pitching. Spencer Strider at the top, the obvious. Double digit Ks in four straight starts and five of six. K numbers are even stronger when at home. I assume he's a pretty solid favorite in this game. Yeah, minus 250 against the Angels. The Angels definitely do have some Ks in their lineup, especially with the addition of CJ Cron. More power, but plenty of strikeouts. I'm gonna have no issues using Spencer Strider tonight for upside. Framber Valdez, little tougher K matchup, but he's a minus 190 favorite. He has not looked good the last few starts. Like, there's some pretty bad numbers considering this is a guy that just racks up quality starts left and right. Not overly impressed with the trends. I do love him pitching at home. I just wish there was more K upside in the matchup. I don't know that I'm going to get too much of him. Right now, I'd say he's going to be in my pool, but he's going to be one of the first guys I remove up at the top. Because at 11.1, I just don't know that his upside can match some of these other guys here in this particular matchup. Pablo Lopez. The Twins are a minus 120 favorite on the road against the Cardinals. I'm all for Pablo Lopez. Gives up more home runs on the road. Which is obviously a worry. Twins just aren't helping him out with run support when he is on 2 runs or less in 4 of his last 5 starts. Ks are solid. I don't really expect much of changes for the Cardinals. I believe they came out and said that they are not trading Arenado, so maybe Goldschmidt gets moved. I'm not sure. If that would be the case, then that St. Louis lineup weakens quite a bit and Lopez becomes a stronger play. I think in this particular matchup, he's in a better spot than Framber Valdez is for DFS purposes. Zach Allen, strong against the Giants. First time he faced them, has not been great on the road, which obviously is a worry, but pitching in San Francisco is the best pitcher's park in baseball at this point. So I have no problem going with Gallen even on the road here. He's a minus 120 favorite in a game with a total of just 7 right now. Hasn't been sharp the last few. So obviously there's some worries. Quality start against the Braves, which is nice to see. I want to dig into Gallen's history in San Francisco just to see how that park has treated him. But for me, Zach Gallen is definitely an option for us tonight. San Francisco does strike out plenty, which helps with the matchup. So he's definitely in my pool. Eflin making his return from injury. I'm torn right now. The Yankees are striking out a ton. He struck out 9 against them the first time he faced them, but he did give up plenty of base runners, a couple home runs. She's always worrisome. Hasn't been strong on the road. Sorry, yawning. So that's another worry. I might play the wait and see game with Eflin to make sure he's back completely. He is a -120 favorite. There is plenty of K upside, but I think I'm going to be off of Eflin as well. So I'll put him on the outside looking in. Valdez right now is right on the border tonight. I think there are plenty of pitching options, so I would assume that both Valdez and Eflin are out of my pool once all is said and done. Freddy Peralta on the road, not as sharp. Coming off of an elite performance. 21 plus DK points in 3 of 4 starts as well. I know Washington isn't a huge K team. Burns just struck out 6, I think, last night. But I like the way that Peralta's been throwing. I assume he's a favorite, and he's a -160 favorite. I like Peralta. He's going to be in my pool as of now. I think it's a slightly better K spot than Valdez has. So, but they're in very similar situations. Valdez is a better pitcher to me overall, but Washington, the weaker opponent for Peralta. Bryce Miller against Boston. I don't think I'm going to go to Bryce Miller. It's been decent. I mean, 4 home runs allowed last time out against the Twins, but still put up 14 DK points. It's not really going to get it done for us, but I don't mind him. He's been filthy at home. He's a -115 favorite. Game total just 7.5. I think we have to consider him, but there's a chance that he ends up on the outside looking in once I try to put together an 8-man pool for tonight. Justin Steele was lit up by this Red squad, but he's had such a strong season. Not sure what I want to do with Justin Steele yet. He's a -165 favorite. I want to see what the weather is in Chicago tonight. That really dictates what I do with pitching in Wrigley, is weather based. I think right now I'm going to pass on Steele until I can dig in. But there's definitely a chance that he comes back into my pool as the day goes on. Carlos Rodon, I want to pick on Tampa a little bit, but it looks like some of the bats are heating up. The issue is some of those bats are left-handed, and he's going to neutralize them, or they won't even be in the lineup. The issue is he's not striking guys out, and he's walking too many. Strong start against the Mets, but still didn't rack up strikeouts, walk plenty. I'm gonna have to pass on Rodon. I need to see him start putting up some upside performances before I even start considering him at this point. Brian Bello. Mariners are heating up, but the game total is just 7.5, and he's just a slight underdog. So I am interested because Bello gets a K jump in this matchup. He's not a huge K guy, which is kind of shocking. Has had dealt with some home run issues the last couple starts. He dominated the Seattle squad, even though he racked up walks. I think that might have been not quite a season high. Second highest K performance of the season was against Seattle. That K increase is really intriguing for GPP purposes. So I'm going to keep Bayo in my pool, but he's probably more like a 15% play for me. Kyle Bradish, probably not going to get there against Toronto. Was strong against them, allowing just a solo home run, but took the L. On the road, he hasn't been as strong either. Coming off of a rough performance, I just don't think I can get there against Toronto. Toronto is a -120 favorite. So I'd much rather play Bayo. Oh, my apologies, keep yawning. Alex Cobb would definitely rather play Alex Cobb. I was interested in Cobb if he was starting Monday night, so I definitely have to be interested on Tuesday. Slight home underdog, but like I said, the game total is just 7 in this one, and his numbers at home this year have been ridiculous. His run prevention at home is just insane so far this season, and he shut down this Arizona squad the first time he faced them. So I'm definitely interested in Cobb. do wish he was a little cheaper. I don't remember what his price was yesterday, but I feel like it was less than 8,200, but I might be wrong. Lance Lynn, first start with the Dodgers. So it's tough to throw, look at some of these splits. He's obviously been pretty bad all season. Home run issues. The last few starts have been really bad. But when he's on, he just racks up some strikeouts. Like, he just has a ton of upside when he's on. And obviously, he's taking on an Oakland squad that's super weak. I don't see a Vegas line yet. My guess is, like, Lance Lynn might not be the official starter, but also with Can or Oakland, they could switch it up and go with an opener before Waldichuk. So we'll need to pay attention to that. But for now, Lance Lynn's definitely in my pool because of the upside. It's a scary one. I get it. But I'm going to play the upside side thing here in that one. No interest in Lively unless we find out it's super cold and windy in Chicago. Just doesn't seem to have a ton of upside. Has been steady, but this is more of the pitcher he might be. This guy right here, I don't think is what Lively is. He just kind of burst for a while, and but now it's kind of back down, so I'm not really interested. Sandoval against Atlanta, no thank you. He has been better on the road, just not a big K guy. And Atlanta's just hitting home runs. I know they got shut down last night. I don't expect it to happen again. Ryu, making his return from Tommy John. Have to dig into his minor league performances. But I'm intrigued just because, like, this is a guy that, led the AL and ERA and was a Cy Young finalist just a few years ago. At 7K, it's interesting. Baltimore's offense is getting it done a little bit right now, so I'm just not sure. Toronto is a minus 120 favorite in the game. So Ryu definitely has the upside at 7K. I'm just not sure if we're going to get there tonight. I'm going to have to dig into his minor league rehab starts just to get an idea. Manning against Pittsburgh. Probably not going to get to Manning. I think some people will. And I don't blame you for taking a shot with him. He's an underdog on the road, just a small one. In a game between two pretty weak offenses. Mikolas at home, he hasn't been as strong. He got tossed. He's appealing his suspension. The one nice thing that is going to keep him either in or just on the outside looking in, kind of on that border, is the fact that Minnesota strikes out so much that it's hard to ignore what his upside could be in this matchup because of that K ability. I like Gavin Williams, just not going to use him tonight. He's been solid on the road, obviously, just two starts though. Hasn't really been a big upside guy. K's are down, walks are up. I'm just not picking on Houston right now as they become healthier. Andrew Haney is one that I might consider, and it's painful because I just hate trying to figure him out. He is a minus 235 favorite against the White Sox, who have been trading everybody away. And they could trade away, another guy or two yet. So the issue is his strikeouts haven't been there and his walks are up. That's the worry. But I think there's upside in this matchup. So he's probably like a 10 to 15% play for me. Not really interested in Josiah Gray much. He does randomly have strong games. I do like to pick on Milwaukee some, but just not overly interested. I think I'd rather play Haney. Maybe Quintana. He's looked solid in his return, and the Kansas City lineup is weak enough that I think Quintana could make my pool. I'm gonna have to decide on these cheaper guys. But aside from that, no real interest in the other cheaps. There you have it. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on. Get that alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us to get access to our tools, coaches, Discord, I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off your monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.